Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this altar daily, and after receiving prayer through Turning Point Audio, turn to the prayer booklet, also authored by me. Read the day's portion, pray the day's prayer, and follow the guideline in reading the entire Bible through systematically in 1 year. They are all contained in the booklet. TPGF members, I want all of us to combine both the audio and the booklet in our daily devotional. It will deepen our spirituality and open our lives to scriptures. Now, for subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you have not already done so. Welcome also to Wednesday, the 27th day in March, 2024. Please open your hand and heart for today's prayers and prophetic impartational blessings. Be responding with amen. I receive it. Something good is coming your way today. This will not just be another day. It shall be a special one for you and your families. God is stepping into your case and situation. If you have a case out there, God has a solution. God will step in for you. I don't know whose life I'm prophesying this to. God will come through for you on those issues. God asked me to tell you, do not be afraid. I will see you through. When it is darkest, then it's about to be done. This is the dawn of a new day in someone's life. I have an urge in my spirit today to speak to people's foundation this morning. Psalm 11 verse 3 says, if the foundation is wrong, if it is faulty, what can the righteous do? Many people's problems are foundational as well as fundamental. Let's do this. Point to the ground where you are standing there. Let's use it as a prophetic thing. Let's use it as I pray. I speak to your foundation, your ancestral foundation, your family foundation, your business foundation, your career foundation, your marriage foundation. Foundation, receive deliverance now. Ungodly foundation, family foundation, whatever was hidden in the foundation that is now troubling and plaguing your life is exposed and taken away by fire in the name of Jesus. Say amen. Someone is bleeding. That bleeding must stop now. Whatever may be the cause of that bleeding, it stops now. High blood pressure. If you're experiencing high blood pressure, God wants to heal you and heal you today. Blood disease, any blood disease at all, get ready. Hypertension, migraine, tumor, photophobia, you are unable to look at light directly. Diabetes and arthritis, chronic arthritis, and all evil plantings. God said, every tree that my father did not plant shall be uprooted. All the illnesses mentioned and many more, be uprooted today by fire. Be uprooted today by fire in the name of Jesus. I prophesy, no power or force or an agent of the enemy will hold you to ransom anymore. No power will hold you back. Not after today. Be set free. I say be set free in Jesus' name. Right? March 27th, celebrant your birthday prayers. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. God will honor you the rest of your life in Jesus' name. You will enjoy God's presence in all the days of your lives. Say amen. Happy birthday. Now to our intensive personal and intentional prayers. Pray it because it is your prayer. I'm only leading you to pray it. Pray it so very well. First prayer today is from Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Let's pray this way. Say, O my Lord, O my God, that word is for me. I shall not fear, because you are with me. I shall not faint, because you are my strength. Help me through. I need your help now. Uphold me now. I must not go back. I must not go down, and I must not be shut down. Remove weakness of any kind from my life, O God. I confess that I am strong. I confess that I am rich. I confess that I am anointed in Jesus' name. Let my confession be my possession. Say amen. Next, Numbers 27 verse 7. The daughters of Zelophehad speak right. Give them a possession and inheritance among their father's brethren. Pray like this. O Lord my God, I have an inheritance here on earth. I must possess my possession. What belongs to me and my children will not go to another. Good health is my portion. Good job is my portion. Long life is my portion. Overwhelming joy is my portion. Advancement and progress, they are all my portion. I am incredibly favored. I shall not be disfavored again. In Jesus' name. Say amen. Next prayer. And we are praying this from Genesis chapter 20, verse 14. It reads, and Abimelech took sheep and oxen, men servant and women servant, and gave them unto Abraham, and restored Sarah, his wife, back to him. God of restoration. Pray like this. Say, O God of restoration, restore back to me all that I have lost. Give me back what the enemy has stolen from me. Give my children back what the enemy has stolen from them. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 15. It says, the labor of the foolish wearieth all of them because they don't know how to go into the city. Let's pray that prayer like this. Say, O Lord my God, teach me the way to go in all my assignments in life. I depend on you. Holy Spirit of God, guide me, help me, enable me to get it right in life. Show me the roadmap of my life. From now on, I will not take any step in error. I shall live in full understanding of life. I will not know confusion. I will not operate in distraction. I reject foolishness. I reject mistakes. I reject regret. Let me get all my life's assignments right on time in Jesus' name. Next, we are praying with Joshua chapter 1, verse 3. He says, every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. As I said to Moses, now do this. If you can take some few steps, maybe you are in your room, in your office, in your kitchen, if you can walk around where you are, as you are receiving this prayer, as you are praying these prayers, walk around. Say, in the name of Jesus, I step out by faith to my wealthy place. I move forward, never backward. By God's power, my miracles are waiting. I will walk into my waiting miracles. Every place that I step into, I claim it by faith. I take over my territory. I occupy my space in Jesus' name. Yes, take your possession. It is your own. Next, we are praying with Luke chapter 5, verse 19. And when they could not find by way that they might bring in the sick, because of the multitude, they opened the rooftop. They removed the roof ties and they brought down their friend in his couch into the midst before Jesus Christ for healing. Pray and say, O Lord, I reject any obstruction to my destiny, please. Multitude shall not stop me. Circumstances and situations will not stop me. O Lord, take off the roof over me. Remove the embargo. Remove the covering. O Lord, remove the bar that has been set over me. I will go beyond where the enemy say I cannot go beyond. As the four friends brought their sick man to Jesus for healing, my life will not lack help. My life will not lack support. Holy Spirit, lead me to my flourishing and blossoming place in Jesus' name. All say amen. Yes, it is done. It will be as you have prayed it. God will even do beyond your expectation in Jesus' name. Say amen. I receive it. We shall continue from here tomorrow. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Today is the Prayer Mountain Service at our Abuja Center, TPGF members and listeners in and around Abuja, be there today. Usual time, usual venue. Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market. For more information, SMS, chat or call 0806-133-2800. Tomorrow is the Prayer Mountain in Ikeja, Lagos, in two services as usual. 7 to 9 a.m. first service, only 2 hours early in the morning. Second service is 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. still in the morning. Prayer focus on our Prayer Mountain service this week, both in Abuja today and Lagos tomorrow, is Cover Me with Royalty. Last week, it was Take Off the Evil Garment. This week, it is Put Your Royal Robe on Me. Do this if you can. We are a good cloth to Prayer Mountain service this week. Oh yes, we are using it as a point of contact, as a prophetic impartation. Lord is going to put royalty on you. So we are your nice dress. We are your good coat. If it is purple or flower in it, the better. Any cloth with a flower on it or purple tinge of purple, you are coming for royalty. Wear it. Wear your TPGF kit, your face cap, your t-shirt, your wristband. Wear them to Prayer Mountain. Wear them everywhere. And let us enlarge our cause. Let's bring more people into TPGF fold. Month is ending. So if you are a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitments, your vows, and the seed of 3333, we are sowing this third month of the year. Do so as soon as you earn your income. Don't owe God tithes. Everyone pray for the grace to be a tither and a seed sower. Without sowing seed, heaven does not open. Without tithing, things will be tight. You can hear other people's testimonies. If you do what they do, you will get what they get. If you want us to send you the commission's account, including the PayPal detail, send a chat message or please send me the commission's account to +234-809-789-4000. That line only. Never send money to anybody asking you for money into a personal account. They are fraudsters. Avoid them and block them. I speak to your life, divine grace, the power of God. The grace of God shall see you on. You will come back today with huge testimonies. What God cannot do does not exist. God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.